Proclamation number 3675 of 3rd of February, 1946. Life in divine order, ordered life. As soon as the divine order is observed, as soon as the human being lives in accordance with divine will, his earthly life will also be an orderly one, and therefore an improvement of living conditions can only occur if people make an effort to observe this divine order. Otherwise God will constantly use means to lead them to it, and this will mean earthly hardship and tribulation. So people themselves are the originators of earthly adversity, even if they seem to be uninvolved in it. They are the originators due to their God-opposing attitude, due to their disregard for the divine commandments and thus their complete disregard for their task in life. And as long as people do not recognize this, the condition on earth will also remain unbearable, despite an apparent improvement of living conditions. For the human being makes every condition more or less bearable for himself through his attitude towards God. And thus people in the midst of greatest disorder and most difficult living conditions cannot feel them so harshly, because they work on themselves and strive to enter divine order, just as, on the other hand, people are harshly and sensitively affected by hardship and misery because they live completely outside of divine order, or they also live in the prosperity of the body if they make use of the strength of God's adversary, i.e., completely devote themselves to Him, carry out His will and thus are willing servants to Him, for which they also receive the reward from below. These are not to be envied. And the person who finds himself in adversity and misery should not wish for their fate, but draw the right benefit for his soul from the adversity by working on himself in order to do justice to divine will. Then he will also feel relief from the adversity and at the same time mature his soul. And if the coming time brings an apparent improvement, people will recognize by it that they belong to God's adversary. That prosperity is always to be found where people are far from God, thus servants of Satan. And therefore they should humbly take the hardship upon themselves, and every person should strive for improvement by working on himself. Then the reward will not fail to materialize, earthly life will be bearable for the individual, although the whole of humanity will still be affected. Only a life in divine order also results in an orderly earthly life, for God does not leave in adversity and misery those who strive to fulfill His will, and He especially takes care of all those who commend themselves to Him and His grace in times of earthly adversity, who strive to improve the state of their soul and therefore always try to fulfill the commandment of love. For they strive for divine order and can be certain of God's help at all times. Amen.